615 1320 WILS. This brand new list compiled by 24/7 Wall Street. It's a list of the 50 worst cities to live in. Michigan has several of those cities on it. Douglas McIntyre is with us to break it all down from 24/7 Wall Street. Douglas, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, good. And I should know Detroit is right on there, number one, right? I guess that's not a great distinction. How did you decide what qualifies for being the worst cities in the country?
We looked at several dozen things. Some of the most notable are levels of poverty, median income, crime. So a lot of the things that somebody would look at if they were either a resident of a city or somebody who had a business there was thinking about having a business there.
What made Detroit number one, the worst city to live in?
Well, again, it's against the yardsticks I talked about. So as you know, Detroit's poverty rate is one of the highest in the country. Home prices there have collapsed over the years. I think they've lost about half of their population since 1950, which means that the tax base is now gone. So the quality of the services that the city can offer are nowhere near what they would be if you had a city that had a normal middle class.
Right.
So when you have a city like that that's been financially gutted, it's very hard for that city to offer the quality of life that's anywhere close to what it would be in most cities in the country.
Number three city is Flint, but I want to get to another city on the list, number 35, which is us, Lansing, Michigan, the number 35th worst city to live in, according to your study or the list. And how did we end up on the list, Douglas?
Well, the first thing is that, as I said, there's a poverty, huge amount of poverty in the city, and there's a deficit in other things that make cities good. For example, the number of people with college degrees there is very low. Home prices are very low. So a lot of the metrics that we look at as being difficult for a city, Lansing is at or very near the bottom end of those.
In the country, really, because it's, what, 26% of the population has at least a bachelor's degree, and that's a low number, you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that the national average is well above that. So the percentage of people in Lansing who have at least a bachelor's degree is 26%. In the United States overall, it's much higher than that. So the numbers that you're looking at in the story for Lansing are just for the city.
Mm-hmm. So is it just based on these, just the raw numbers, that you don't look at other factors? Because obviously we're by East Lansing, a major university. We have the state government here. Did that in any way go into the calculation?
Whether there's whether it's a seat of government or there's a university there are not things that were taken into account. We looked at about 60 things. So included in that would be, get some of the noise out here.
Yeah. Well, you looked at 60.
For example, we looked at a lot of quality of life things when we do this study.
Okay.
And, 1 second.
What is that sound? It sounds like you're swimming almost.
No, it's a dog.
Oh, a dog. Okay. What kind of dog do you have there?
An Airedale.
An Airedale?
Airedale.
Oh,
yeah.
I used to have an Airedale. Those are serious. Those are like hunting dogs, I think, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So what we looked at is things like the city's infrastructure. There are several organizations that rate that. We look at the crime rate. We look at education. We look at healthcare scores. So there are several dozen measures we look at, and we look at over 550 cities.
Wow.
So we'll get information for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So we'll go to a whole bunch of government agencies and then a bunch of private companies that do research, and we take all of that stuff together as a whole.
To come up with a list. The list is the 50 worst cities in to live in, and Michigan with three cities, Detroit, Flint, 1-3, and then Lansing at 35. Just those three cities, Michigan cities, on the list?
I can't remember if Monroe is on there or not. I don't have
it might be there
right
too.
Now.
It's Douglas McIntyre with 247wallstreet.com, right? 247wallst.com?
That's it.
All right. Douglas McIntyre on WILS. Thank you, Douglas.
Thank you. So long.
A fellow Airedale owner. I used to have an Airedale, no longer do. Passed away.